Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Chicago's afternoon news. Steve Bertrand is here. I'm Lisa Dent. Gabe's in for Mary. Kevin Powell is at the sports desk. And Joe Biden delivered the State of the Union address last night, and he ended with this.
We are stronger today. We are stronger today than we were a year ago. And we'll be stronger a year from now than we are today. This is our moment to meet and overcome the challenges of our time. And we will, as one people, one America, the United States of America. God bless you all, and may God protect our troops. Thank you. Go get him.
The go get him fired up the internet just a little bit with people saying, I don't think the speechwriters put that in there. That was certainly his last moment ad lib. State Rep Jim Durkin is on the phone, 82nd District House Minority Leader. How are you this afternoon, Jim?
I'm doing great. Thank you very much.
Thank you for joining us on Chicago's Afternoon News. What was your response to the president's State of the Union address?
The president had to say what he said, and this wasn't a partisan speech. What's going on in this world, and particularly over in the in Europe, is something which we've never experienced in my lifetime. And we have to come together as a nation, and we have to help those poor souls over there in Ukraine and do everything we can to support that president, who is an amazing human being. And I'm in tears every morning when I see little children who are being affected by this,
Leader,
by this bully.
Yeah. I apologize. Everyone wants to do something. Is there something that state government can do in this to help the cause?
Right. And I'll get into that. Let me just say that, you know, I wish we could do more. I don't know what it is, but I'm glad that we are placing economic sanctions on that country. But what we can do in Illinois is divest from any Russian interest that they have in any of our pension funds. And that is something that we've done with Iran. And the timing of this call is very good, because this afternoon I'll be presenting my legislation, which is divesting Illinois from any Russian-held companies or assets, before the executive committee this afternoon. And I expect that it'll get full support, and that it'll get to the governor's desk. We have a $100 billion investment fund portfolio with the State Board of Investments, and I'll be asking the State Board of Investments to do very scrupulous due diligence to determine if any of the money managers or any of these assets have any type of relationship with Russia. I will just say that I hope that every other state in the union takes this up as well.
You must suspect that they do, or you wouldn't call for this.
I wouldn't call for this, but, you know, I plan to send a note to every legislative leader in the states after this is passed, and ask them to follow Illinois and to let's do what we can at our level. There's not much else we can do other than to hit them where it really hurts, and that it comes to their economic status. So if we're sending a message, I'm not sure whether or not how far it can go, but we have to do something. So I'm very happy that that this is going to be presented this afternoon, which I'll be presenting. But that's what we can do. And there's a lot of other things that people can do. They want to break a bottle of vodka, you know, Russian vodka in the streets. That's fine. But you know what? I just would rather deal with the economic sanctions against any Russian interest with the state of Illinois in our pension funds. And
there's a downside to that, too, I would imagine. And I'm sure you've taken that into the equation. But it just talked to me about the idea that if there are, and if the pension builders, creators do have funds involved in Russia, that's probably because they think that's a good investment and helps us in this state with our pensions and things like that. So if we divest from them, it could hurt us economically. It's worth it.
That's a balancing approach. But if you look at what the ruble is worth these days, and it's going to stay like that for some time, I would say that whatever equity or financial asset or value that comes from a Russian interest is going to be greatly impacted by what the world is doing with the financial sanctions. So if we are going to say that we're going to divest from this fund or this entity. We're a pretty savvy nation and a pretty savvy state to go back out to bid and find people who are going to be able to replace. So that's the question we have. And I will say that on balance, I believe that the General Assembly will do the right thing. And we will just tell the people of this large Ukrainian, population that we have in the state of Illinois that there is something we can do. And that's our contribution towards strangling the Russian oligarchs and Putin from continuing on with this horrible act of violence and this war crime that's occurring in front of us.
This is Representative Jim Durkin, 82nd District House Minority Leader. I love that you're leading that in Illinois. Do you think that this could go nationwide? That's your hope, right?
Well, that's my hope, and I will, like I said earlier, and I'm not going to wait for this to pass out of the Senate. I'm going to wait for this bill to pass out of the House of Representatives, and there'll be a letter going to every speaker, every minority leader, every president of the Senate, and also minority leader in every one of the states asking them to follow this example that I hope that we're going to set.
What else are you looking at where people in Illinois, specifically you, our representatives, can do to show that we are standing up to this dictator?
We are going to provide, through an appropriation, money to help assist with relocation and for refugees who need who have left and that need and are sent to the United States. We're going to be a welcoming state in which we will accept with open arms and help financially these poor innocent victims who have lost everything. So we've done that before. We've done that with the Afghans, and we're going to do it with the Ukrainians as well. So that's another piece of legislation that my Republican colleague Tom Demmer from Dixon will be presenting as well.
And you believe that this will cross all lines, right? I don't see anybody opposing this.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
No, absolutely not. This is a I quite frankly can't see how anybody would oppose these efforts when I believe this is the strongest act that we can take to show our support for Ukraine's in the United States, in the state of Illinois, and also throughout the country. But people need to know that this is just not a federal response, that we are all in this together, and we have to do everything we can to stop the financial backing of this country. And I believe that what's happening right now is good. But I'm like everybody else. I wish there was more we can do. But I'm not going to play Washington. I'm not a member of Congress. I'm not a member of the White House administration. So I'm left with what I believe is a responsible but a strong message from the state of Illinois.
Because I applaud you for saying that you wake up and you have tears every morning, because I do as well. And I feel like, what can I do? You know, the whole world is against this, but the whole world is not mobilized to stop it. And I feel that we each have to do whatever we can individually. So I applaud what you are presenting this afternoon.
We can present prayers and do everything we can to help these poor souls who are going to be looking for relief in the United States.
And so there's 200,000 Ukrainians in Illinois, many here in Chicago. I'm sure they would like to get their loved ones here. That's all on a federal level. There's nothing we can do to help them expedite that process to get them here in the States, is there?
No, there'd have to be some type of action from the president through an executive order, or it's going to have to require legislation from Congress. But I hope that either one of them moves quickly, because this is a human rights crisis that is playing out in front of us. And we need to be a protector of these innocent men, women, and children who've lost everything, which is amazing that this is an industrialized nation who's being attacked for unprovoked reasons. I'm still, this is a very surreal situation. I look at streets like they're in the suburbs or in the city of Chicago, where there's big tanks and that there's bombs dropping in suburban areas. It looks very much like my neighborhood.
Thank you so much for joining us on Chicago's Afternoon News.
My pleasure. Thank you so much.
Representative Jim Durkin, 82nd District.